page.
Level page?
Our level page. But I never did care for that. We used to take the level and cook it though and cut it off in pieces and make what's called liver hash.
Liver hash?
Liver hash. We used to make that lobster.
Mm-hmm.
When it had liver or fried or any way you want to fix it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But if we made hash out of it, we boiled it. And then we'd take it out. We'd boil it in there, and you take it out and cut up little pieces off in little pieces, then you put it back in a you boil it, put you some water on it. Put a little sage in it. You want an onion, a little onion in it, and you cook that down. That's called liver hash.
Well, Miss, did you make anything out of the blood of the hog?
No, I never did say. A lot of people say it's the blood, you know, blood mm-hmm. make the blood pudding they call it.
Yeah.
But I never did like that. I never did think any. But a lot of people have made it. If they killed a beef, they done it the same way. Of a fall, you'd kill a beef. Instead of hanging it up, lots of times they put it on a scaffold and dry. Have a big scaffold.
Uh-huh.
It's out in the sun. And then at night you take it in, just let the sun dry it.
Yeah.
And then they take it, if you didn't do that, they'd pickle it, what you call pickling. They'd have big stone jars about this high, you know, just big old jars. Well, they'd cut that beef up in pieces, you know, steak or roast or whatever you want. Most of it is just the big hunks then.
Yeah.
They put a layer of salt and a layer of that, and a layer of salt and a layer of that. Well, as soon as that blood drawed out enough to make us to cover it, they drawed that off and put it in a pot and boiled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it cooled, they poured it back on that, and they put a weight on it. And you can go there any time of the year you want and get beef out. And you're going to get the day before you're going to cook, you take it out and soak it in cold water to get the salt out of it. That's what you call pickle beef.
Mm.
They never bought no beef or anything, you know, then.
Now, about hogs, the meat between the shoulders and the ham is called what?
The middling.
Middling?
Middling.
Okay.
The middling, then the ribs, and ribs is on your middling.
Okay.
You take your ribs out, and that's your middling. This is your shoulder, and back here, you know, it's the ham.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you cut off the ham, is called a ham hock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bone that comes off the ham like that.
Yeah.
You know. And this up here, if you cut this off your shoulder, it's called a square shoulder.
Yeah.
Instead of letting a long kind of hat, bump legs down.
Ms. You remember, what about the type of meat you cook in your greens, maybe salt or sugar?
Well, you see that most of that would be middling meat, what we call the middling. You see, you cut that out, because it didn't have no bone, you see. It'd be great, big old middling, this big, you know.
Yeah.
And just cut off as much as you want. After it's dried, a while to fresh using.
It was kind of a salt or sugar cured meat?
Yeah, it's kind of like sugar cured meat.
I see. You call that what?
You call that a middling meat, you see. They call that dry meat, dry salt.
What if it had a lot of lean on it or a lot
of... We have a lot of lean on it. Did a lot of them and cut a lot of lean off. It's going to make sausage. They cut down the back between the backbone and the... They take that out to make sausage. You grind that up in sausage mostly, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
Or called kind of like, like you call pork chop. You know, of course, you didn't make pork chop like you do now, but what we call that a lean strap, you know, they take it and be a very big long piece and you hack it up, you see, in their pieces.
Yeah.
And make that out of it that way.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Well, that'd be the middling. You see, that's the side.
See.
The side is a middling.
So bacon.
And then that bone it goes down where you cut this side of this middling out back in. They call that backbone.
I see.
You see, that is a back. See, that'd be backbone.
Uh-huh.
And you take that and they chop it up. You know, you eat that mostly fresh. You didn't ever dry that most. You always eat that when you know it was kind of fresh like.
Okay. Now the meat you slice thin to eat with your eggs.
That was bacon or ham.
Ham.
You could have ham or bacon, either one.
I see. Now, the edge, did you have to the kind of the edge, the outside part of it?
Well, that's what you boil it with. Like if your ham, you have your ham that's kind of fat, you know, and you didn't want it, you could trim that off and boil with it if you wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you, you know, what they call boil with, boil meat.
Uh-huh.
But that piece went down the back, as I said, that was the backbone.
Right.
Yes.
Well, now, you maybe would buy some of this stuff. You'd buy it and then you'd
and you buy it sliced thin. You call that bacon?
Yeah, that's bacon.
Okay, but then the kind you buy and then you slice yourself real thin.
Well, it was made out of the middling.
I see.
Where you could boil with it or slice it real thin and make middling out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's all the part of the hog. You could make the middling that you slice it out of it.
Uh-huh.
See, the hams, you couldn't do that. The hams, you know, was generally left in hams, and the shoulder was left in shoulder, just like you buy in the roasting stuff, you see. But the bacon was made out of the middlings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, Miss... did you ever, well, if you kept your meat too long, you say it had done what? Your meat had done what?
Well, you say it just gets too old to get rancid. We call it rancid, you know, it kind of tastes old, you know, like when you cook it.
I see. You say your meat had...
It's been too long, you know, it'd get old, it tastes rancid, and say, well, this ain't good, we're going to give it to the doctor, it's kind of rancid. You know, like, I mean, it'd be good, but you didn't want to use it. And if your hams, you keep them from getting old, lots of times it takes flour and water and sugar. Or syrup, either one. Mix it up together and put it all over the